This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The confrontation between Israel and Iran has entered its seventh day, as Iranian missiles caused serious damage at several sites in central and southern Israel, while Israeli forces are reported to have attacked Iran's Arak heavy water nuclear reactor. A hospital in southern Israel and two towns near Tel Aviv were struck after a barrage of Iranian missiles. Soroka Hospital's Director General Shlomi Kodesh said there is widespread damage to buildings at the hospital. Iran has stated that the main target of the missile strike that hit a hospital in southern Israel was a nearby military and intelligence base, not the medical facility itself. According to media reports, the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange building is also among those damaged in the latest Iranian barrage. As many as 137 people have been injured in the strikes. On the other hand, the Israeli military has announced it struck the heavy water nuclear reactor at Arak in Iran during overnight air raids. The operation also targeted a site near Natanz. Amid Israeli airstrikes, Iran also faces a nationwide internet blackout and has remained largely offline for more than 12 hours. Meanwhile, the government is making all-out efforts to ensure the safe return of Indian nationals from Iran, and another flight carrying members of the Indian mission is expected to arrive today. Earlier, 110 Indian students evacuated from northern Iran arrived in New Delhi. Talking to media in New Delhi, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said that the government has received over 350 requests of Indian citizens in Iran for evacuation. The Defence Ministry has initiated a comprehensive review of the Defence Acquisition Procedure 2020 to align it with existing policies and initiatives. A committee headed by the Director General Acquisition has been constituted to carry out extensive deliberations with all stakeholders. The Ministry has also appointed former IAS officer Apoorva Chandra as the principal advisor to the committee, who has previously served as DG Acquisition. India has emerged as the third fastest growing nation in power generation capacity globally over the past 5 years, following China and the US. According to the latest report by the International Energy Agency, factors such as the expansion of commercial and residential spaces, increased ownership of air conditioners and other household appliances, and growing demand from industries have contributed to this growth. The Union Minister for Education, Dharmendra Pradhan, has said that the youth have to play an important role in fulfilling the resolution to make the country developed by 2047. Mr. Pradhan was addressing the 9th convocation of Rajasthan Central University near Ajmer today. He said that making India a powerful country in the coming two decades is a collective commitment of the citizens of the country, and this resolution will be fulfilled. The Ministry of Culture will mark the 11th International Day of Yoga by organizing yoga sessions at 100 iconic destinations and 50 more cultural sites across the country. These events, scheduled for the 21st of June, will complement the main celebrations being organized by the Ministry of Ayush in Visakhapatnam, which will be attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
कुछ लोग सोचते हैं योग के लिए फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी चाहिए, लेकिन फ्लेक्सिबिलिटी तो सोच में होनी चाहिए ना, ना कोई बंधन, ना कोई बॉडी टाइप। बचपन हो या पचपन, व्हीलचेयर हो या वर्क फ्रॉम होम, योग सबका हक है।
योग जीवन से जब जुड़ता है, एक सहज क्रिया बन जाता है, तो वो प्रति पल उसका बेनिफिट देता रहता है।
आइए इस 21 जून हम सब हिस्सा बने अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस का और करें स्ट्रेच एंड चिल योग के साथ।
In Sikkim, all preparations have been made for the smooth conduct of the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra beginning tomorrow. Governor Om Prakash Mathur will flag off the Yatra tomorrow morning at Nathula Pass. The first batch that consists of 36 pilgrims, along with two Ministry of External Affairs officials, will start their journey tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that each batch will take 10 to 11 days to complete the Yatra. There will be a total of 10 batches that will undertake the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra this year from Nathula in Sikkim. The Yatra has resumed after a gap of 5 years. And that is the end of this news bulletin.